Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
A huge jump overnight in coronavirus cases in China. We'll be getting the breaking news out of Beijing.
Anxious to get out of Wuhan, China, the U.S. government is chartering a flight out of Wuhan.
Coronavirus. Five people in New York and one person in New Jersey are being tested.
It's probably here already.
I'm Sean Adams.
Well, investors are shaking. Wall Street saw some of its worst numbers since October.
Kobe Bryant's pilot radioed to go higher just before the crash.
A piece of the tail is down the hill. The fuselage is over on the other side of that hill.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Murnane. It's Tuesday, January 28th, and we begin with breaking news on the coronavirus, which has now killed 106 people in China with new cases across the world.
On the news line right now from Beijing, CBS News correspondent Remy Innocencio. Remy, good morning, good evening for you in China. And tell us what the latest is. I can see that from reporting here, numbers really have surged.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Basically, overnight, we saw a jump in the number of confirmed infected cases here in China, more than 4,500 across the country. That's a jump of more than 60% overnight, the biggest that we've seen since we've been covering this.
That's amazing, a 60% jump just overnight. What changed? Is there a different reporting standard now?
You know, what it seems to be is initially people thought that once you are symptomatic, when you're showing that you have a fever, a cough, or a tightness in the chest, only then would you be able to transmit the virus. But now it seems to be that even without any symptoms, you can transmit the virus, which is, of course, causing fears and higher panic across the country.
Does this virus kill healthy people?
The short answer, and of course there are going to be qualifiers to this, but the short answer that we're seeing is that not usually. Most of the people that have unfortunately died have been elderly, 60s, 70s, 80s, and this virus seems to tend towards people who are male, not as much towards women.
You say 11 million people in Wuhan, a city quarantined essentially. I'm trying to imagine Manhattan quarantined and what the panic might be like here. What is the feeling there?
You know, the strange thing is that here in China, most people will listen to the government. If the government says don't move, then most people will say, okay, this is in the best interest of everyone. We will stay. That's not to say that they're not panicking or fearful or nervous, because they definitely are the closer you get to ground zero. But this has been a massive, massive undertaking, not just in Wuhan, but across at least 16 other cities. And get this, 50 million people at least cover those in total 17 cities. I looked up the population comparisons, and that is similar or more than the population of Spain or South Korea.
You're in Beijing. Unaffected?
Beijing has been affected, but much less so than Ground Zero. We just got our first confirmed death from coronavirus just yesterday. Walking the streets, it is pretty much a ghost town. It is also the Chinese Lunar New Year. Now, this is because of the coronavirus. There were even fewer people here than what is normal for this time of year. So walking around, it's almost as if you feel like you're in Zombieland, one of any number of zombie movies you might have seen. Walking down the street by yourself in broad daylight, you might see one person, maybe two cars, and then just yourself.
Well, that's really some picture that you paint from Beijing this morning. CBS News correspondent Remy Innocencio. Remy, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hong Kong minutes ago announced all rail connections to mainland China will be severed starting on Friday as the virus fears grow. Southern California is preparing to receive a plane full of Americans from Wuhan. The plan is to screen and quarantine them when they arrive.
And we have details about new possible local cases next after your Need to Know Weather this morning. Here's Craig Allen.
We have 38 degrees right now under a cloudy sky. No precipitation expected for today. A very quiet week ahead and high temperatures this afternoon between 40 and 45.
And stock futures indicating a higher opening this morning. Joe Connolly's here with this morning's big money story, Joe.
Yeah, the futures are up 82 points, but yesterday's stock averages fell as much as 2%. So many stocks are now flat or up just slightly for the year. And some professional traders admitted yesterday that the coronavirus is also an opportunity, a cover, an excuse to take profits, one that they had been waiting for. And there are a lot of assumptions at work that business will improve at a faster rate than it did last year.
Joe, we'll go deeper into just what effect coronavirus is having on the Asian markets and the production of goods as we go live in just a couple of minutes to Singapore.
We have new details this morning about possible cases of coronavirus around here. Live to WCBS reporter Sean Adams. Sean.
Yeah, coronavirus in New York, not if, but when.
It's probably here already. That's a sad reality.
Yeah, that's Mayor de Blasio on New York One urging people who've returned from China with a respiratory infection to take swift action.
If anyone matches those criteria, they need to get to a doctor right away. The best chance of protecting them, but also stopping the spread, is quick medical attention.
New York has tested 9 people. 4 of them are okay. 5 are still in isolation pending results from the CDC. New Jersey is evaluating one person. This is a rapidly evolving situation, as we just heard straight from China there. I mean, it's stark what's going on in some parts of the country. So the ripple effect here in the United States, we are starting to react and respond as well. China has prohibited, as you heard, millions of people from traveling, but symptoms of coronavirus can take 2 weeks to develop. So many infected people have probably flown all around the globe. New York hospitals are on alert. The CDC is screening at some airports. And health officials in Chinatown, they are preparing for an outbreak. They're going to meet later today and talk about what they're doing there. Reporting live, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 8.
Monica Miller, our former WCBS reporter, is now with BBC in Singapore with how coronavirus is affecting Chinese stocks and the impact it may have on things we buy from China.
Some of these markets have been closed over the past few days because of the Lunar New Year. But what we're seeing, for example, in Korea, well, the KOSPI is down 2.5%. And we're seeing some really strong stocks from Samsung's electronics and LG. They are down more than 3%. This really goes back to concerns that investors have about global consumption and what's going to happen to imports and exports from this part of the world. They're taking their lead right now from Wall Street, which saw some of its worst numbers since October.
Monica Miller there in Singapore. And the helicopter that crashed near Los Angeles, killing Kobe Bryant and eight other people died. It hit the Calabasas hillside there, traveling at nearly 200 miles an hour.
They ran into thick fog. The pilot did not signal distress, but air traffic control warned they might not be able to follow him on radar.
Two Echo X-ray, you're still too low level for flight following at this time.
Approximately 4 minutes later, the pilot advised they were climbing to avoid a cloud layer. When ATC asked what the pilot planned to do, there was no reply.
Bryant flew often so he could spend more time with his family.
I wound up missing like a school play because I was sitting in traffic.
CBS News correspondent Joy Benedict there.
Now, what you need to know about sports this morning, and in for Brad, it's Darwin Zook. Hey, Darwin.
Hey there. Well, more details are emerging. You were mentioning just some right now on the Kobe Bryant tragic helicopter crash on Sunday morning that killed Kobe along with 8 others, including his daughter. Despite dense fog and LAPD flights being grounded, the helicopter Kobe was on was given what was called a special VFR or visual flight rules authorization and was allowed to take off. Tributes continue to pour in around the world, where Kobe grew up in Italy. They have declared a week of mourning. Every professional team will have a moment of silence in every game played during this upcoming week. Here at home in New York, the Empire State Building was lit up in gold and purple in honor of Kobe. The Knicks back at it tonight in Charlotte, taking on the Hornets at 7 o'clock. And on the ice last night, the Devils won a shootout thriller over the Senators 4-3. Jack Hughes scoring the clincher in the shootout.
Nice to get the win today, and obviously scoring the shootout was big, so it was pretty good out of me and Goose, and obviously Blackwood was really good in that again tonight.
New Jersey snaps a three-game skid. NFL, the Giants hiring former Browns coach Freddie Kitchens to be their tight ends coach next season. With Sports First at 12 and 42 past every hour, I'm Darwin Zook.
It's a long time from now at the Wildwood Convention Center for the 7 p.m. rally by President Trump. For Congressman Jeff Van Drew, who recently switched from Democrat to Republican, but doesn't matter how far away it is, it's already quite a scene. People have been lining up for days. Let's check in live now with CBS 3 in Philly and reporter Crystal Cranmore in Wildwood. Crystal, what's it like this morning?
Morning. Well, I can tell you that people have been camped out here since Sunday morning. I've met people from Florida. This is their first rally. People are so excited. Now, this is believed to be the first sitting president to come to Wildwood. So it's a celebration. People compare this to the 4th of July times five. Of course, you know, Wildwood is a tourist town. It's usually quiet this time of year. So to see all this activity for locals, for some locals, it's very, very exciting. Now, supporters aren't so much here to listen to President Trump's take on issues. They already know where he stands. I think this is about, for them, supporting President Trump, who they feel has been attacked by Democrats during this impeachment process. Now, the lines, they stretch for blocks. There's about 3,000 people, I'm told, here so far. Again, people from Florida. I've met people from California, Arizona. Local businesses, of course, are looking forward to cashing in on all the people who are here today. And, of course, not everyone who is in Wildwood is here to support the president. We do expect to see hundreds of protesters here from the Cape May Indivisible Organization. They expect to be out here later this afternoon. But tight security. I've seen patrol officers up and down making sure that everyone is staying safe. But, again, for the most part, everyone is just super excited.
Outside the Wildwood Convention Center this morning, CBS 3's Crystal Cranmore with a report from Wildwood, New Jersey.
Good morning. It's January 28th, and one story dominates the WCBS News archives for this date's 88 seconds in sound.
1986.
Now, direct from CBS News, this radio net alert bulletin.
This is Christopher Glenn at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. There is a major problem which developed just a few seconds into the flight. We could see it happen.
It just literally happened in front of my eyes, and it was very, very emotional for me and very difficult to control that.
Through the flight dynamics officer.
A terrible thing.
The vehicle has exploded.
A terrible thing. Debris falling out of the sky, falling slowly, painfully, tragically slowly.
I'm Ben Farnsworth, school teacher Krista McAuliffe, the first private citizen to fly in space. All 1,200 students at McAuliffe's Concord High School were cheering the televised launch when a teacher yelled for them to be silent because something appeared to be wrong.
On 45th Street in Manhattan, groups of people were huddled around the television sets in a Crazy Eddie store watching in disbelief. Many found it hard to put their feelings into words, but then again, they really didn't have to. Fred Fishkin, WCBS News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd planned to speak to you tonight to report on the State of the Union. But the events of earlier today have led me to change those plans. The crew of the Space Shuttle Challenger honored us for the manner in which they lived their lives. We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God.
Anti-Semitic graffiti has been found scrawled inside a wall inside of a building on the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
Now, there are a couple of parts to this story. Marla Diamond is live now. And Marla, first, tell us about this incident.
7th Precinct Police are investigating this latest act of anti-Semitism weighing on the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp. That was International Holocaust Day, celebrated yesterday. Symbols of hate found on several floors of this building here on Grand Street, swastikas, a star, and hate messages scrawled in black marker on the walls of the building found Monday by a custodian. This morning, we saw a security guard at the entrance to the building. It's unclear how someone got in or if this is someone who lives in the building where most of the residents are Jewish, according to one resident I spoke to this morning out walking his dog.
We're also learning that the Attorney General William Barr will be in Brooklyn today, Marla.
Barr is visiting the Borough Park Jewish Community Council. Paul, this meeting was not really publicized until elected officials representing the area, most of them Democrats, went to the press to say that they had not been invited to the meeting. Barr here to speak about the latest rash of anti-Semitic incidents in Borough Park and around our region.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.